last day on relationships, and then we've got the workshop next week, and then we've got a couple of weeks holidays, and then we're back into the full swing of things on Wednesday mornings again, and we'll be looking at something quite different, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So can I encourage you to come along and bring your friends as well, because it will be really, really good. There'll be some information coming out about that over the next couple of weeks. So in our series on relationships, we've done quite a few different things. So today, I wanted to look at where value fits in to relationships. What place do value and values have in our relationships? I'd like us to think this morning about what we do actually value. What do we actually value? And I'd like us to think this morning about how our behaviour reflects those values. What is it that we value, and how does our behaviour reflect those values? Values are talked about. We hear values a lot. Political parties will talk about their values. City Life Church has values, and I hope that if you don't know them, that you ask about them so that you can find out. It's the things that we find important, the things that we value. Things like a passion for God and His kingdom. Things like honesty and integrity. Things like generosity. They're values that we have as a church. So what do we as women value? I guess we all want to have values. And actually, even if you say you don't have any, you do. Because how you live will portray what you value. And so I want us to think this morning. What do I value? Take a few moments this week and think about it. What do I personally value? If I was to sit and think about my life, what do I value? Because what you value will affect the way you approach your relationships. It will affect how you react in different situations. So this morning, I've just got a few thoughts. I don't think it's going to be a hugely long message, but I have a few thoughts on values. My first thought is that we have to live what we value. Live what we value. Because there's a difference between our spoken values and our actual values. I can say that I have a value of generosity, but if I'm not willing to give freely, then my actual value is not generosity. My spoken value may be, but my actual value is something different. What do we value? Many parents say that they value truth from their children and that they tell their children not to lie, but then they lie to their children. A few murmurs amongst the parents. What do we value? What do we value? What you actually have when you do that kind of thing is you have a real value of it's okay to lie occasionally if it gets me out of a situation. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says to put away deceit from our lips. The Bible says to not do that kind of thing. Now, this doesn't mean, girls, that you blurk every truth out to your child. What it means is be truthful about situations with your children when they ask you. Give them the truth in a way that they can understand. Don't lie about it. Don't tell them something is not going to hurt when it is. How many parents have said to their child, that needle won't hurt? Well, hello. Who here says, I hate needles because they hurt, and then says to their child, no, the needle won't hurt. What are we, you know, it says train up a child in the way they should go. The child will be trained as much by what you model and probably more so by what you model than what you say. So value, what is it that you value? What model do we have that we pass to our children, to our friends? And I guess we need to ask ourselves the question, in what way do I model my values? In what way do I model them? Can I just give a couple of ideas on values here? Our dreams, goals, and ideas come from our values. If what we are doing does not come from what we care about most in life, it is meaningless. Your values will be what you care about most. your values will be the things that are important to you. And the reason I talk about what we actually say we value and how we behave is that because quite often the things we say we value are actually really, really important to us. But by the way we live, we compromise those values by not living them. And then we actually live what you would call an actual or a real value, which is how you behave. So can I encourage you girls to think about what you really value and then think about how you actually model that. One of the other quotes that you have there says this: values provide a framework for living. They make it possible to weigh options and make decisions you won't regret. Who's ever made a decision they've regretted? Oh, yeah, we all have. We all have. When you make choices that are aligned with your values, you build character and self-worth. When you compromise your values, you're living a lie. The stronger your values, the more stable and secure you'll be. Can I encourage you girls to live your values? If you struggled with this in the past, please do not condemn yourself and say, gosh, I must be horrible. Stuff happens in our lives. Let's just bring it to God and say, God, help me to live what I truly value. Help me to make decisions on what I value. So we often say we value relationships, but we don't spend time building those relationships. We say we value all sorts of stuff. So what do? Last week, Heidi talked about the Proverbs 31 woman. And when we read her life, gosh, it's really hard. We look at our life and we go, gosh, how do I measure up? But like Heidi said last week, it's actually something that we should be working for and toward. God places that in the Bible for a reason, not to make us feel all second rate, but to give us something to aspire to, something to look at and say, we can be that woman. We can do this. We can be that woman. Look at what she values. In verses 13 to 15, we see that she goes out, she values hard work. She values hard work. Let's just turn to this lovely woman. You should all have, from what Heidi, if you don't have the printout, just come and see me because there's some upstairs. But Heidi read this out last week. But look at verses 13 to 15. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She's like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. See, she's not just saying, I think hard work's good. I think it's important to work hard. Her actions say that she values hard work. It's what she does that shows what she values. Let's look at verses 20 and 21. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arm to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. What does this tell us about this woman? It tells us that she values people. She doesn't just say that she values people. She does something about it. So her actions show that she values people. She extends a helping hand to the poor. That says she values people and wants to help people. She values wisdom and strength and dignity. When you read through it, you go, gosh, how does she do all that? She knows what she values and then she lives by those values. And that's exactly what we need to do, girls. Do you know it says she watches carefully? She trusts God in all of this. She's living what she values. Matthew 7:15 says that we are known by our actions. And there's a proverb that says even a child is known by their actions. You see what kids value by the way they behave. You see how kids value their toys when they start to fight over them. That is my toy. It's something that's valuable to them. What does the tree of your life look like? What fruit is coming off it? Is it fruit that shows what you really value? What is it that you are showing in your life? See, values are important for relationships because relationships work best when they're based on shared values. When you have something that you value in common with another person, you have a basis for a relationship. And people talk in marriages about compatibility. There's that lovely ad on TV, you know, the eHarmony ridiculousness. How stupid. No two people are ever compatible. You are not compatible with other people. Iron sharpens iron is what the proverb says. We are not compatible with people. We rub each other up the wrong way all the time. We do it. We just do it. We are not compatible. Girls, there's probably a lot you might have in common with your husband, but it doesn't mean that you're always compatible because you have different ideas, different views, and different thoughts. Can I tell you what is really important? What is really important is what you both value in that relationship. What you value is what you can base the relationship on, because even if you have different ideas about it, if you value the same thing, you can work it out and you'll make an effort to work it out. Do you know, when Brian and I got married, we didn't have a lot in common, as you would say, personality-wise, we're opposites. Gift-wise, we're opposites. When it comes to any of the things that you do, we're complete opposites. We had some values, though. We valued our relationship with God. We valued people. We value family. We value children. We have some values that we base our whole life on. And when we disagree, and I know you find this really, really hard, but Brian and I do occasionally disagree. When we disagree, it's usually my fault, when we disagree, we have some shared values that we can work that disagreement out on. See, we're not exactly the same. We have different thoughts and different feelings. We don't always vote the same way. We don't always do the stuff that, because we're individuals. But together, because we have shared values, we talk about those things and we value those things. In any relationship, whether it be a marriage relationship, a relationship with your children, a relationship with your friends, what is it that you value? Build the relationship on what you value, not on, oh, I'm really compatible. Because even the most compatible people are not compatible in the end. They're not. You so often see people who are very, very alike and they have so much trouble in their relationships. It's because they don't value the same thing. See, if I'm a person that really values hard work and I'm with a person who does not value hard work, I think you can see that we're going to begin to have some problems. That's actually going to be difficult. But what we value is what is important. When I'm talking to people who are in relationships and they're finding it difficult, we talk about what do you personally value and what together do you value? Because if you value similar things, you've got a really good chance of working it out. If you value different things, it just makes it a bit harder, but it will happen and you can do it. It is possible. But what do you value? God wants us to listen to Him. That's why, girls, we journal. That's why we write things down. That's why we pray, because God wants us to value what He values. And in our relationship with God, He wants us to value what He values, because what He values is good and right and lovely and perfect. And we need to value what He values. We need to value the same things He does about His kingdom. We need to value people. We need to value a whole lot of things. So girls, think about what you value. I think you've got the scripture there, 2 Corinthians 3:18. I've given it to you in the Message version because I really, really liked it. But it basically says that we are being transformed into His likeness and becoming more like Him. As we become more like Him, we begin to value what He values, and then we can bring that into our own life and live our life out of those values. So what do you value? What differences are there between our spoken values and our actual values? Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself the question, what do I need to do differently? What do I need to do differently? Once you've answered that question for yourself, you might like to answer this one. How am I going to do it differently? Because that's the sticking point, isn't it? We might know what we need to do differently, but how are we going to do it? And girls, what will you do now? What will we do now? What will I do now to actually make a difference? Girls, don't compromise your values just to fit in with other people. Don't compromise your values. This brings me to my second point, which is value yourself. In relationships, we must value ourselves. That does not mean that the whole relationship focuses around us girls. We talked about how we have to be selfless and loving and respectful of other people. We did that in the first week. but value yourself in the relationship. When you value yourself and you don't compromise the values that you have, you won't devalue yourself. I see so many girls getting caught in situations because they haven't valued themselves. We see it on the news all the time. We see young women caught in difficult situations, and sometimes they're caught in situations that they just should not be in because they don't value who they are in themselves, and they end up in all sorts of problems. You are God's masterpiece. At Colour, one of the speakers spoke about God's masterpiece and how the word is something about a poem. I'm not really sure how I could equate my life to a poem, but you know, a poet crafts his poem very carefully. A poet puts a lot of thought into his poem. Leonardo da Vinci put a lot of time and effort into creating the Mona Lisa. We are God's masterpiece. God values us. You know, you are so valuable to him that he made a way for us to have a relationship with him. We sang the song this morning about how Jesus came and took the weight of the cross so that we could have a relationship with him. That's how much God values us. He values us to the point of sending his own son to die for us. That is how much God values us. He really does. So understand your intrinsic value. We are going to talk about this in the weeks ahead. But know that just because you are valuable to God. Just because you exist means that you are valuable to God. You're important to God. He loves you. It's because God sees you as valuable that he gives you gifts and talents. It is not your gifts and your talents that make you valuable to God. Can we get that right in our heads? The Bible talks a lot about the gifts and talents that God gives us and how to use those gifts and talents. But it is not those gifts and those talents that make us valuable to God. We are valuable, and so he gives them to us. Do you see the difference, girls? We are valuable. We are incredibly valuable. We say things like, oh, I'm only a mother. I'm only a sister. I'm only a daughter. I'm only a, I don't know, whatever your job is. No, you're God's masterpiece. You are never only something. You are always valuable, and you are God's masterpiece. Let's read Ephesians 2, 1 to 10. This is a fairly long bit of scripture, but I want to read it because I like it. It says, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He's the spirit that is at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like anyone else. This is why God thinks us valuable. God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much. See, even when we're angry with our kids, we love them, don't we? Even when we're the object of what the Bible says is God's wrath, which is a pretty scary thing, it says that even then God loves us. God loves us. He is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. Girls, seated in heavenly realms with Christ. Get your head around it. That's how valuable God thinks you are. Girls, it doesn't make you Christ, but it shows how valuable you are. It says that God did this so that God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ. God saved you by his grace when you believed, So girls, when you believed, you were saved by his grace. You can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. See, we're valuable. We are valuable to God. We are his masterpiece. We are his masterpiece, and he wants us to go out into the world so that others can know that they are his masterpiece as well. He wants us to know how much and how valuable we are to him. I mentioned the Mona Lisa before. I don't know how many people have actually seen the Mona Lisa. Yeah, there's a few of us who've seen the Mona Lisa. I've actually, if you've been to the Louvre, you will have seen it. The Mona Lisa is a really, really famous painting, and it's a beautiful painting. It's not a very big painting. Who here was surprised at how small it was when they saw it? I was. It's valuable. It's set behind glass. You can't touch it. People try and steal it because it's so valuable. You're valuable to God in a far, far greater way than that masterpiece will ever be. It is just a painting that can be destroyed. But you are God's masterpiece for eternity. You cannot be destroyed. It's part of God's family. You are his masterpiece. He took care to create each one of us differently to be his masterpiece. Now, I'm not much good at art. You saw last week my brilliant efforts with artwork. A masterpiece of a stick figure. That's not a masterpiece, is it? But if we think about the things that we value and who we are in Christ, we are God's masterpiece. We are. If we think of ourselves in this way and we see ourselves as God's masterpiece, that will help us stay out of the situations that are going to cause us trouble. Just like people try and rip off the Mona Lisa so that they can sell it somewhere because they think it's valuable and they try and steal it, we have an enemy that will try and steal us as well. Because we're valuable. We're valuable to God. But God is greater than anything that the enemy can throw at us. So remember, you are God's masterpiece. In relationships, when we value ourselves and we hold to our values, we will not compromise our values. We compromise our values when we do not value ourselves and we do not see ourselves as God sees us. And we allow ourselves to get into situations that are not helpful for us. And we all do it. So I want us to ask some questions. Do I value myself? Do we value ourselves? Do we see ourselves as God sees us? Do I value myself and see myself as God sees me? How do I react in situations? How do I apply my values in situations? Girls, don't be afraid of losing relationships because you value yourself. Do not be afraid of what other people think about you because you value yourself. That phrase that every parent's heard, but Mom, everybody's doing it. If you've had children for more than about 5 years, you'll normally hear it. The whole class is doing it, Mum. We fall into that mentality as well. Oh, it's okay because everybody else is doing it. No, value yourselves more than that, girls. Value yourself. Just because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean it's good. Just because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean that it's right. We need to be strong in who we are and understand our value in God and apply the values that we have in our life to every situation we face without being afraid of losing relationship. And you know what, girls? If someone doesn't want to be your friend because you value yourself and you stick to your values, let them go. Just let them go. Because it's no point having a friend that's going to pull you down all the time. Sure, you can reach out to them in love and continue to love and care for them, but don't allow them to destroy your life. Don't compromise your values just to keep that relationship. My grandma, who was, I think she was 102 when she died, and she was the one who had some issues with forgiveness, which she worked out along the way eventually, that I spoke about the other week. But do you know what? One of the things she was really good at? She was really good at not worrying about what other people thought about her. She was really good about not doing stuff just because everybody else was doing it. She was really good at saying, I'm not going to behave that way just because everybody thinks I should. And she didn't care too much whether she lost relationship out of it. And it's an important thing to think about, isn't it? Because when you value friendship and when you value relationship, it's hard to let people go sometimes. But we need to. We need to. So value yourself. Value others. Don't be afraid of losing relationship. If people don't respect you or your values, that's their problem, not yours. So as we come to the end of this series, I want us to revisit a little bit some of the things you all have in your journals there, if you've been here for the last 4 weeks, questions that I've thrown out at you. Can I encourage you over the next week, 2 weeks, over the next little while, go back over those questions and ask yourselves those questions again. Write down anything that you've done, that you've changed, some positive things that you've done. Think about the things where you might still need to do some work. Don't give yourself a hard time about not having done it. Okay? Just think about it and say, that's an area that I could really work on. That's something I could do. Because we need to keep asking ourselves, where are we up to? And how are we going with it? How are we going with showing love and respect for other people? How are we going with being selfless in relationships? How are we going at valuing ourselves? How are we going on the forgiveness business? How are we doing when it comes to living the way God wants us to do it? How are we doing on that? And then think about what changes that you can make that will make a difference. Girls, don't try and do 10 different things. You'll just go crazy trying to do it. We have the rest of our life to work this stuff out in. But can I say to you one thing this week? If you just changed one thing every week, then by the end of the year you'd have changed a lot of things. Now that's probably a little bit unrealistic, but think about what it is. What is it that God is wanting you to work on this week? What do I need to do differently? How am I going to do it? Who's going to hold me accountable for it? Your life group leader, your friend, somebody that you're close to, husband. Who's going to hold you accountable? But have somebody to hold you accountable. Have somebody to ask you that question, where you're up to, how you're going with it. Now I can say to Pam, how are you going with that issue that you've been working through? How are you going? Where are you up to with that? How are you doing with it? Because we all need to be, we all get so busy with stuff and we forget about what we really should be doing. So let's ask ourselves those questions. And girls, as we finish, can I just encourage you, live by your values. Live by your values. It's so important. Why don't we pray? Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, that you show us what you value through your word. The Father, that you do value us. Father, I thank you that you value every single one of us here today incredibly, just because we are and not because of anything that we do. I thank you, Father, and I ask, Father, that you would help us to understand and know how valuable we are to you. And Father, help us to live our values, the things that we believe strongly in. Father, whatever part of our life it be, the things that we believe strongly in, that we would live those values, Lord. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.